How about another secret? You ready? It's being courageous. It's having courage. It's time to stand up and be counted and quit waffling. A characteristic of charismatic leaders. The section here is core qualities. Critical core quality. Lance Armstrong said, you have to risk losing the race to win it. Very important. So what's the blind spot? It's been said that early explorers get the arrows. We want others to have courage and take the arrows, but we want the credit for the discovery or the victory. Courage is knowing you'll fail a few times before the victory, and that's okay. Learn to take the strikes with the home runs. The blind spot is understanding that winning is all about losing. The blind spot is not willing to try new things because you might fail. When you lose or suffer a setback, it takes courage to continue on. The courage is essential to propel you forward after the sting of defeat. When you realize every time you lose or face a setback, you are closer to victory. When you fail, remember that's temporary, it doesn't make you a failure, which tends to be permanent. What does the research show? Courage is critical to have those uncomfortable conversations and not hiding behind the label of being nice. The work climate for success is characterized by an equitable reward system that recognizes excellence and by willingness to take risks and experiment with innovative ideas. How about this? Courage is one of the main attributes possessed by leaders who motivate followers to outstanding achievements. And courage is integral to the charismatic appeal of leaders such as Moses, leading the Jews out of Egypt, Abraham, leading the U.S. through the Civil War, Martin Luther King, advancing civil rights in America. Each of these leaders may have derived personal meaning by courageously facing and overcoming numerous challenges. So what's the substance? The Latin root of the word courage means heart, bravery, will, and spirit. We know from finding your purpose that it's time to have the courage to pursue it. Part of courage is following your heart, knowing you're on the right track, even though at times you might run off the track and hit a tree. But overall, you know you are heading in the right direction, regardless of minor setbacks. I love what Aristotle said about courage. He said, courage is the first human virtue because it makes all the other virtues possible. Most of the time we think of courage when there are threats or the possibility of physical harm. This could take courage, but courage is a daily attribute needed to influence others to your point of view. They have to know you have the courage and the heart to do the things you say you're going to do, even if it gets rough. Courage is part of charisma. What about the courage it takes to correct someone, to have that uncomfortable and awkward conversation? To help someone in the time of need when it's not convenient is also another form of courage. Maybe it's getting past being nice all the time and calling people on their weaknesses and challenges. Having a confrontation when you know it would be easier not to talk to the person and hope it would go away. True charismatic leaders will take those risks. They will venture to the unknown and will tackle the challenges everyone else hopes will go away. Their followers will always know and feel the leader will have the courage to do what is needed and what is right. So when you have courage or bravery, it does not mean you don't feel the fear. It just means you have the heart and emotional stability to face the fear and do it anyway. This is a process of learning about yourself, who you are and what you're able to do. Finding your strength and weaknesses, changing your habits, changing your attitudes, and even changing your expectations. Courage is about helping yourself and helping other people become better. Knowing as you grow and help others grow, you could become subject to criticism or even worse, self-criticism. Sure, it is not fun to face your fear. Sure, we don't want to open ourselves up for failure, but this is where our courage comes in. Fear and failure are all part of your success and influencing others to be more successful. When you develop this inner strength, you acknowledge your fear, you acknowledge the possibility of failure, and stay on track. This could mean stepping up to the plate and making the tough decision. You gain respect from everyone when you can make those tough decisions. This courage breeds conviction and will allow you to keep going when times are tough. I'm not talking about being stubborn. Part of that courage at times could be admitting you were wrong and moving forward. Part of leadership is always assessing the risk, seeking the right resources, and monitoring the current conditions. The biggest issues are to find heart, courage, and strength to overcome two things. The first is to stop blaming other people. This enhances your courage. Sure, it's easier to blame someone else, but the reality is now it is time to take full ownership. It is easy to get stuck in the blame game because it diffuses our sense of responsibility but increases our fear. If we can place blame on other people, events, or circumstances, we can relieve ourselves of guilt. We delude ourselves by thinking that the apparent comfort of laying blame is going to make things better. Take full responsibility for every part of your life, and the future and courage will ensue. The second issue we need to address for courage is understanding failure. How you handle setbacks and failures will make or break you. When you know you can handle anything, courage will develop. When you are following your heart and have tapped into your purpose, then a little failure will have a little effect. But a failure or setback is an event. It does not define the person facing it. There is a big difference between failing and being a failure. A failure results from not learning from your mistakes and from not using the valuable education to invest in your future. Negative and bad things will happen to you. It is how you deal with these events. What will you learn from these experiences? How can you use it to develop greater courage? Application. So, how do you apply courage? How do you learn to follow your heart? How do you do what you're supposed to do when fear is looking you in the face? Here's some pointers. Remember the times you've been courageous and did the right thing. Think about your strengths and past accomplishments. Learn to take small risks and ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen? Spend your time on your vision. When you can see yourself doing it, it's easier to do. Watch how your mentor exhibits courage and tackles the tough problems. Know when it's time to ask for help. After every setback and failure, ask, what did I do well and what could I do better? There are many sad examples of not having courage to stand up and do what is right. There are probably countless people that did not have the courage to pursue their dreams or gave up too fast. Think of all the people you know that have had dreams, aspirations, goals, or you saw their passion wither away until it was gone. Orville and Wilbur Wright had the courage to dream, the heart to pursue the dream, and the guts to put up with the public ridicule. Even after a failed experiment, which there were a lot of witnesses, Orville wrote, I do not know if heavier-than-air flight is possible, but I choose to live my life dedicated to the idea that it is. The rest is history. They had the courage to do what they felt they wanted and needed to do. These brothers changed the world of travel forever by having the courage to follow their heart. So what's the key? It's great to talk about courage and wanting to have courage, but what can we do to find and maintain a constant level of courage? What are you going to do with all those fears roaming around in your psyche? What fear is holding you back? Even if you had the experience in the past that holds you hostage, you must face it. Fear and the lack of courage does not breed charisma. Do you allow yourself to be immobilized by past mistakes? You are better off for the knowledge and experience you have gained from them. How do you unlearn a longtime fear? You must face it. That's right. You must deliberately put yourself in a situation where you are confronted with it and there is no escape. The courage comes from the reality that you can face it. And it really wasn't that bad. Most of our fears are exaggerated doubts or they are based on unrealities. I want you to choose one fear right now that is holding you back and face it. Face the fear and free yourself from the bondage and you will develop true, contagious courage.